You know, I was anticipating this show for a number of reasons because I really like Jessica a lot, and it's nice to have her here. And I was just giving her some high fives, not literally, but from across the console here, because I saw her on KDK television. And most of you know she's been here with us before, but you know, it's on record. She's first openly LGBTQ woman and first openly autistic person elected to Pennsylvania General Assembly. You know, I'm a huge fan. And I was like a proud parent the other night. Like, I was looking at my own daughter. I was in here the other day and I was on the air, and obviously the volume wasn't up. So I'm trying to get to a commercial break so I can turn the volume up. But I kind of got so mesmerized at you that I forgot that I was on the radio. So I just can't tell you how much joy you bring to me, because you get it. You're doing a great job in General Assembly. And I couldn't be more proud to have you here today with Inside Connection. So how goes it before we get on with today's show?
Well, I appreciate you having me, and thank you. You got me blushing over here.
Well, you're the real deal.
It's been going well. You know, we're in the middle of budget season in Harrisburg, so I've been back and forth and back and forth, but all good things so far, making progress, and just excited to continue to keep working to pass good policy.
Well, it's great to see, and she's also helping senior citizens like me with a MediConnect, and Lauren Uran, one of my other favorites. So I'm really happy to see both of you here. We have a lot to get to today, but she truly is one of our favorite guests.
Ladies Day here, Rob. You're outnumbered.
That's okay. I grew up with five sisters. And as I've said many times, every good decision, I listened to a woman. Every bad decision, I didn't listen. So maybe you can give me some advice and I'll do something positive before the day is over.
We'll catch up on those breaks.
Absolutely.
It's great. We'll do our best.
All right. Go ahead. Get started.
Awesome.
Though,
so good morning, Rob. Again, excited to have our guest this week, State Representative Jessica Benham, member of both the Department of Aging and Health and Human Services Committees. Excited to announce the launch of the Whole Home Repairs Grant and explain who is eligible. So we've got a lot to get to today, and a lot happening in Pittsburgh this weekend. So we've got the Juneteenth celebration. We've got Taylor Swift in town, so I know that's been a big deal. My boyfriend and his daughter were there last night, so they were sending me update photos from the venue as I hung on the couch with the cats and enjoyed my dinner.
And by the way, my daughter was down to Pittsburgh Pride, and I kind of wish I'd have been there for that day. What a celebration, huh, Jess?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I think it was, I mean, it was hot out. It was 90 degrees and we're walking on asphalt. But, you know, we had the governor here. We had the lieutenant governor here. We had Senator Fetterman and, of course, Gisele Fetterman as well. And it was just a really incredible celebration of what I think diversity looks like and how that can be a really positive, wonderful thing here here in Pittsburgh. Or Swiftsburg, I should say.
I
saw that Mayor Ganey renamed it in honor
of
Taylor Swift.
The official name for this weekend,
right? 72,000 people there last night. And I'm getting text messages from all my friends. I'm at the concert. We're at the concert. We just got tickets. We're going in. I'm like, how did all these people get tickets? I guess it pays to know somebody. And now they're going to do 72 more thousand tonight.
It's going to be wild.
It is. It's pretty cool. I really like her a lot. Okay, go right ahead.
All right. So just to, touch base on some of the big events and, you know, keep in with our usual segment here, what was going on in history, June 17th. So way back in 1631, Emperor Shah Jahan, I looked up the pronunciation before I was here, his favorite wife, Mom Taj Mahal, dies during childbirth. So over the next 20 plus years, the emperor built a tribute to her by constructing one of the most beautiful buildings in the world, the Taj Mahal. Chivalry, again, was most certainly not dead in 1631, as long as you were the favorite wife of an emperor. Fast forwarding all the way to 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrives in New York City, bringing things into a far more modern time. Today is the anniversary of the first successful kidney transplant, which took place in Chicago in 1950. Also, one of my favorites, Barbara Streisand, performs in front of 135,000 people during her A Happening in Central Park on this date in 1967.
Here's something about Barbara Streisand I found out last night watching her son on a social media video.
Okay.
He's a singer, pretty talented singer. Elliot Gould, his father, great actor. Barbara Streisand never took a singing lesson. Because the guy said, did your mother give you singing lessons? She says, no, because she never had a lesson in her life. So that's what you call a gift from somewhere.
And you think back to some of those films. I mean, wow. That's
phenomenal. I can't get enough of Barbara Streisand.
Just to have a talent like that, that you don't need the lessons. I mean, wow, what a gift.
That's pretty. Okay. Also, Watergate, huh?
Yes. So Watergate news dominates the headlines starting on June 17th of 1972, when five men were arrested after trying to bug the DNC office. And then what comes to mind when I say the following? Whiteboard Bronco.
I know. I watched that thing live like it was yesterday. Hard to believe it's been that many years.
I remember. I mean, I was.
Were you even born then?
I was born at 87, okay. So I was around for that. And I remember kids talking about it on the school bus, and I going home, Mom, what's going on? You know, but
see, I was 4 years old, so I don't even remember.
Right. So
that.
I think I might have been, you know, what, 6 or 7. So I was. I remember it was kindergarten. Half day, so like the one bus would take you there. It was just the kindergartners. On the way home, it was all the kids. So all the older kids were talking about it, and that's what I remember. But yeah, on June 17th, 1994, O.J. Simpson goes on his police chase. That's one of the most memorable moments in the 90s, 29 years ago today. So yeah, I guess I'm 35. I would have been 6. So then today's trivia question. So again, you can call in to get the chance at winning that $15 gas card. And Rob, what's that call-in number?
That call-in number is 412-922-1020.
All right. So again, if you're friends with our MediConnect Facebook page, we do drop hints on Fridays prior to the show. So make sure you're liking us there. So
can I tell you, I saw your hint yesterday.
You did?
And I saw that Bronco and I went, I get it. But I didn't know it would be this, but I had a feeling it would be about
that. You knew
that.
Where it was going.
Right, right. Exactly.
So yeah. Tune in onto Facebook and check it out. You can get some hints day prior. But who was the driver of said white Ford Bronco? First correct answer gets a $15 gas card. Again, who was the driver of said white Ford Bronco?
All right, again, 412-922-1020. Before we come back and talk to our representative who is here today representing that 36th district, Jessica Benham, we're going to tell you that it's time to think seminars, and seminars are what we're thinking about right now, and here are the following locations.
All right, so June 20th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Hampton Inn, West Mifflin on Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh, Rob.
Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. I know, it. Can't help it.
Every time. June 21st, 6 p.m., Oakdale Community Center, and then June 28th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. Also, coming up, Washington, Penn Hills, Butler, Coriopolis, Bethel Park, Glenshaw, and Vandergriff. So we'll be in a space near you. Check out that seminars tab on MediConnectInsurance.com or give us a call, 888-818-6334. Representatives are standing by, and they can help you look through those seminar locations if you have some questions.
And again, we have with the state representative, Jessica Benham, and the Inside Connection today, and she's going to be here talking about a number of things. And, of course, she represents much of the South Hills along the Brownsville Road corridor. So stay with us. Lauren Uran and Jessica Benham and me, Rob Pratt, back with more on the Inside Connection. And remember to register for your place. It's free. Those seminars, but to register, you can call 888-818-6334. We have representatives standing by until noon today, as we always do, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. And remember, if you want to set up an appointment, there is never a charge for their services at MediConnect, 888-818-6334, bridging the healthcare gap. We'll be back with more in just a couple of moments on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning. All right, we're back. Jessica Benham is here, State Representative, 36th District. Of course, Lauren Uran. And Cynthia from Butler is the winner of the following question, and we'll get the $15 gas card. And the question and answer, Lauren?
All right. Who was the driver of said O.J. Simpson's white Ford Bronco during the police chase in 1994? And that correct answer was Al Cowlings.
Al Cowlings, a former teammate of O.J. Simpson. And I got to tell you, good or bad, some kind of friend. Because, I mean, he put himself in a really bad situation. And he ends up being an answer of a trivia question all these years later.
I think we all need a friend like that, huh, Rob?
You believe how that's been like almost 30 years, like
yeah,
29 years. Amazing. All right, let's get started. Go ahead, you and Jessica.
All right. So, once again, we want to welcome State Representative Jessica Benham back to our show. Friend of the show, friend of MediConnect Insurance. And this is not your first rodeo with us here on the Inside Connection and KDKA Radio. But for those who may not know you, give us a little bit of your backstory.
Absolutely. So I represent the 36th State House District. So I have the honor of going to Harrisburg and fighting on a number of different issues. I get to serve on 4 different committees in the House. I added a 4th one. I think last time I was here, I'd only been appointed to 3. But that's the Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, the Health Committee, the Human Services Committee, and the Liquor Control Committee, which might feel like it's a little bit disconnected from the other 3. But I represent Carson Street. So there's
well, as a former bartender of 9 years, thank you for that, because I know how hectic that can be.
And my past professional experience was very much in the disability services world. So there's a little bit of an overlap there with services for our older adults. And I've enjoyed getting over the past 2.5 years to really dip my toes into that world.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, nobody in our region, whether political or otherwise, has really done more to educate the public on the Whole Home Repairs Grant Program than you. And we couldn't thank you enough for that. We still get phone calls into our office asking about the program's availability, and we're proud to announce that that has finally gone live. So, Jess, what is this program?
Absolutely. So I'm incredibly excited about this program. You know, we've had a number of champions of it locally, including my colleague, State Representative Sarah Namorado, who was a big reason why the funding got passed in the first place. But this grant program is $50,000 grants that can be applied for to do home repairs. You know, we have a lot of older homes in our region, and for folks who are on fixed income, or, you know, even for people in the middle class, finding the money to make a significant home repair can be really difficult. So this grant is meant to address habitability concerns, accessibility concerns, and concerns around the environment as well, right? So upgrades to your utilities that are going to help save you money on your utility bills while also being more environmentally friendly.
Wow. I mean, as somebody who sits in homes on a day-to-day basis, we go out with the agents, right? We do a lot of kitchen tabling. Wow, I can just really see where this could go an extremely long way, you know, with our seniors, especially where I'm at. But, you know, just some of those repairs, like you said, unaffordable, maybe on a fixed income. We're retired. We're not bringing that income in that we were in our working days. And also, this is a grant, not a loan, correct?
That's right. So for eligible homeowners, this is a grant of $50,000. There are some income guidelines, which we'll, I think, get to in a little bit. But this is a grant program. It was funded with the American Rescue Plan funding, which was passed down from the federal government to the state. And then as a state, we allocated some of that money to be passed down to the counties to administer the Whole Home Repairs Grant.
Wonderful. Now, many state programs like these, some of which we work in daily life for me, like PACE and PACENET, and we were talking a little bit before the show about a case that I'm working on, right? But, you know, I live and breathe that daily, do have the income guidelines. So does this program, you know, have that income guideline, which you mentioned? And what would it look like for a married couple in retirement? So it's just, you know, two in the household. And then what would it look like maybe for a family of four? You know, like what are these guidelines looking like?
Absolutely. So these guidelines, they're based off of the county area that you live in. So I'm going to talk about the ones for Allegheny County. They're relatively similar for the surrounding counties, but folks are going to want to reach out to the entity in their county that is running it. So for Allegheny County, the entity that has been awarded this funds to do this program is called Action Housing. And the income guidelines for a one-person household, the income would need to be less than $53,100. For a two-person household, it's $60,700. For three, $68,300. And then for four, it's $75,850. So that is the income guidelines for the whole household to be eligible for this particular program.
And is there somewhere they can find the guideline to determine their eligibility?
So for Allegheny County, they can go online to actionhousing.org. They can email wholehomerepairs@actionhousing.org, or they can call 412-248-0021 to get that information. So that's for Allegheny County. For other counties, I recommend folks to reach out to their county government to find out who the local entity is that is running the program.
Okay. And how can somebody apply for this grant? And then can they also get a hold of your office if they have further questions?
Right. So the application, it is available online at that actionhousing.org for Allegheny County. If folks would prefer to get a paper copy, they can email wholehomerepairs@actionhousing.org to get that copy, or they can call 412-248-0021 to apply over the phone. And I always tell folks for Allegheny County, call that phone number, call Action Housing to get the best, most accurate information since they're the ones administering the program. But certainly My staff is always willing to help. And whether or not you live in my district, you know, if you don't, we'll connect you with your representative so you're getting accurate information for your area. But you can always give my office a call, 412-881-4208, with any questions about state programs.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I mean, again, you know, when you were going through those numbers, I just pop into mind so many folks that I could think of that could use that assistance and that would possibly qualify based off those income regulations. So, you know, when we come back in a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about the PACE and PACENET program, something near and dear to my heart. You know, but before that, just wanted to announce those seminars coming up. So again, our MediConnect seminars, if you are approaching retirement, if you are looking down the lane and you're seeing that Medicare card kind of coming at you, you want to maybe get that education under your belt so that you can make an educated decision when it comes to your Medicare coverage. So we will be out and about in the community June 20th, 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn West Mifflin on Lebanon, Church Road, Pittsburgh. June 21st, 6 p.m. Oakdale Community Center. The June 28th, 6 p.m., the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. And we'll have many more options coming up locally near you. So you can check that seminars tab out on our website. And Rob.
Yes.
Anything else about those seminars that I should be adding?
Yes. Here's how you can register for those seminars. 888-818-6334. They're there till noon today. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab and you can be a part of these incredible interactive seminars.
Wonderful. All right. So again, when we are back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about cost of living adjustment, PACE. That's something we've talked about, you know, on the show quite frequently. And again, the PACE-PACENET program out there available for you if, you know, folks are under the certain amount. We'll talk about that. And I always tell people when I'm referencing the PACE and PACENET program that funded by the lottery. So when I sit down with people, I'm like, have you ever played the lottery? And they'll be like, well, yeah, of course, right? Now you can win. You can get some money back, you know, towards those medications, which I always find fun.
Well, you actually gave me a couple of minutes, which is great because I get a chance to talk to Jessica about something. You mentioned Sarah Inamorato. I don't know that much about her, but I hope to get to know her. And you can tell her that I have an open door policy anytime she wants to come on my show because I've had the challenger Joe Rocky on. And I want to be fair about this. You know, this whole thing about progressive politics, I say, look, it doesn't matter. They're getting younger people involved. People that my children are going to be able to embrace, people that I would want my daughter to look up to somebody like you about the future. Tell me just a little bit about the partnership working with her and what does she bring to the table? Go ahead.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, every generation folks point and say, oh, those are the progressives now. Those are the people who are pushing the button. And I think I would imagine that in 20 years or so, I'm going to be looking behind me at these generations and saying, man, these progressive young people, what are they doing?
They're pushing you, right?
They're pushing me. And that, I think, is just the way of the world at this point. And it happens over and over and over again. But my colleague, Sarah Inamorato, so I sit in the same row as her on the House floor, and I get a lot of opportunity to have conversations with her. And the whole home repairs funding, really, it was her baby. You know, with some other partners, but in the House especially, she was the one really, really pushing that issue. And as we're looking around Allegheny County, I mean, I think housing affordability is one of the biggest, most pressing issues that we talk about. I mean, we talk about inflation broadly, but we really want to make sure that folks are able to afford to stay in their homes, that those homes are safe. And that, you know, they can continue to age in place with dignity. And I know that that is something that my colleague, Sarah, really, really cares about. And look, if she wins, when she wins, we're going to really miss her. You know, I think that she's going to do a great job as county executive. I have a full confidence in her ability to do that. But I will miss getting to sit in the same row as her.
Well, you know, Governor Shapiro's come out and supported her. So, I mean, there's a Rich Fitzgerald, a lot of people who are in the know, obviously support her. She has roots in that community of Lawrenceville, her little home, and we've seen what's happened there because they kind of figured things out. So, progressive or not, they're progressing in the right direction. So, we'll see what happens, but please tell her anytime she'd like to spend some time with me on the radio, she's more than welcome.
I will definitely let her know.
All right, what are we going to do when we come back?
When we come back again, we're going to talk some about PACE, PACENET, some other issues that are pressing towards our senior community. And I did have a quick follow-up question.
Go ahead.
I have some time here, Rob. So for the housing, I know we talked about the income guidelines, but are there any other things that they're looking for from an eligibility standpoint, or is it just based on income?
So it is just based on income. And again, the income limits vary a little bit because it's based on your county of residence.
Right.
So there's a little bit of that. And I do remind folks too, you know, the applications are going to close the end of June, and the sooner you apply, the better, because not everybody's going to get this funding. It's a limited pot of money. And, you know, we're trying to fund it again in this year's budget to refill those coffers so that more folks can apply. But we know that the need is greater than the money right now. And so apply sooner rather than later.
888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. State Representative Jessica Benham and Lauren Uran in your Pratt Pack. Back with more in a moment on KDKA. All right, let's get back to it. State Representative Jessica Benham is here. And, you know, we were just talking during the break. What she's doing, what her and Sarah Inamorato with the topic we're discussing today, affordable housing is such an important part of the future, not just to help people my age, but, Jessica, to keep young people here too, right?
Absolutely. You know, we want to see Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, our surrounding counties continue to grow. And we don't want to see population loss. And we are starting to see some of that. And we need to be encouraging young people not just to stay, but to move here as well. And one of the ways that we can do that is ensure that we have plentiful housing that is broadly affordable. Now, I think you're a young person, you got some student loans, maybe you want to start a family. How do you balance all of those costs while trying to save for a down payment? It's tricky in today's economy. And there are a number of things that we can do on the state level, on the federal level to incentivize that construction and that development. But we got to start doing it soon. Absolutely. And we need to make sure that we're bringing costs down in other areas. One of the other things we talked about over the break was the need to use some of our surplus in state funding to fund public education so that we can take the burden off of property taxes.
I mean, that's a phenomenal, you know, way to describe it. And you mentioned that I've got the school loans, I've got trying to get the house, I don't have the kids maybe, but, you know, it's tough to kind of look out there right now. It really is.
And how many people are choosing not to have kids because they know they can't afford it?
Right. Absolutely.
And that, you know, you're the first person that said that, and it's so spot on. I should have said that years ago, but it's true. This is affecting the future of the census population and giving people the joy who want to have children. But the fear that they're overcome by suppresses that the decision of whether or not they're going to have children. And that should not be a part of the conversation, Jessica. You're right.
Absolutely not. I mean, I look at my life and the taxpayers pay me well for the work that I do. And it's hard work, but I enjoy it.
It is hard work.
And yet even with that, you know, as I'm thinking about what I pay for housing, the car, my health insurance, you know, all of those things. And I'm looking at it and I think, man, I don't think I could add the cost of daycare onto this, let alone, you know, any of the other expenses that come from having a kid. So I absolutely understand when folks sadly make that choice. Maybe they would like to, but can't.
You think this is also costing us problems with infrastructure, like our public school systems, because the money just doesn't stretch like it used to?
Well, certainly. I mean, look at Pittsburgh, for example. This is a city that has infrastructure, including the school system, but also roads and bridges that were built to support a much larger population. And so when you have a tax base that can no longer sustain that infrastructure,
something's got to give.
Absolutely. And I think that is part of the role that the state can play. And certainly the federal government with these infrastructure dollars that are coming down from the feds, there's some things that we can do there to compensate for that. But we have work to do, absolutely.
Mm. And that's why Medicare is so important, that you get the right benefits. That's why you need MediConnect. So every cent matters, and you can get good health care too and save some money.
Every cent does matter. And that's right before we came in. Again, Jessica and I were talking about a case that I was struggling with. I was asking her for maybe some resources in her pocket of folks that maybe I could reach out to for this case. But we know that those seniors, they have a fixed income, and then you have these cost of living adjustments on their Social Security payments, and they can sometimes result in them no longer being eligible for certain programs. And I'm seeing, too, before we jump into this one, where, you know, the start of my career happened with a carrier that represented dual special needs plans, Medicare and Medicaid. So that's something near and dear to my heart. And I'm even seeing the Medicaid redetermination happening right now. And it started in April. And I've been telling the agents and educating them on it. We talk about it every week. But I'm starting to see, like in April, it was like we weren't getting some calls on it or anything, right? But I'm just starting to see it affect some people, and it's kind of hard to navigate through because they're getting redetermined, then they're submitting the paperwork, and then there's a lot of things going on just to kind of keep an eye on, but just, you know, kind of mentioning that because I feel like it's in the same place of the rest of this conversation. But recently, a bill to compensate for the problem with PACE and PACENET eligibility passed the Aging and Older Adult Services Committee. And you said it even passed another one when we were talking a little bit before the show. So can you talk about what the impact of this will be to our listeners?
Absolutely. So this is House Bill 1184. And one of the things that we see, as you mentioned, is that when folks get that COLA, that cost of living adjustment on their Social Security, that can sometimes be just enough to boop them right out of a state program. And that is the last thing that we want to see. So this bill, it passed out of committee, and then it just passed the House floor, too. So it's headed over to the Senate, where it will need to be brought to a vote there, and then it'll go to the governor, who I know is very supportive of this. But when this bill is signed into law by the governor, it's going to extend what we call a cost of living adjustment moratorium. And so what that means is for folks who were enrolled in PACE or PACENET as of December 31st, 2022, no matter what bump they got to their Social Security, they're going to stay eligible for that program. So we keep them in that. Now, that bill still got to pass the Senate. So everybody who's listening, you look up who your state senator is, you give them a call. You tell them you want them to bring this bill up for a vote. You want them to support it and send it right on to the governor for his signature.
So right now in the program, right, there's PACE and there's PACENET. So they're two different levels, both based off of income. But, you know, in a general discussion, you could be eligible for savings on prescriptions and help possibly towards your prescription drug premium, whether it's a prescription drug plan or your Medicare Advantage plan. And folks could be eligible for this if you're single and income is under $33,500 for the year, or if you're married, $41,500 or under. And again, I see this on a day-to-day basis with folks on a fixed income, retired. That could be where their income is hitting, which also, again, maybe means that they're eligible for that housing assistance we were talking about a little bit earlier, too. But there's so many people I come across every day that are eligible for this that, you know, don't know it. And it can lower your cost to even brand name medications being at most $15. And I see this being something that's super powerful out there, especially with folks that have medications, putting them into the donut hole. And this is kind of, again, what we're talking about with my case, where he's right on that limit to where some assistance programs might not be eligible for, but some he will. So again, you know, just kind of talking through that, trying to see how I can help him best. But, you know, if you think you're in that medium of being eligible for PACE or PACENET, it's for folks over 65, give us a call because we do help people apply for that. And I will say about the PACE PACENET program and their 800 number, the one thing I love about them is I've called them with just general questions. I'll call the 800 number. They are fabulous. They are so friendly. Every time I call them, they are just willing to help me, whether it's me or I'm helping to sign up a client. So it's a wonderful program. But that's wonderful to hear. Now, do you think it will have any impact on these eligibility numbers, too, in the future?
So I do think that what we're seeing right now is just every 2 years, the renewal of that moratorium just to keep folks in the program. As always, I would love to see an expansion of eligibility for these programs to address that donut hole that you're talking about, right? How many folks are just over those income guidelines but desperately could use some help with covering their prescription medication?
Wonderful. Also, too, so expansion of property tax and rent rebate programs, you know, another topic that we have here. And I'm going to ask as also for our listeners, but what does that mean?
So this is probably the most popular service that my office or any state rep or state senator's office provides, and that's assistance with your property tax or rent rebate application. So this is, again, another one of those programs where there's some income guidelines, but it's kind of a sliding scale, and it only counts half your Social Security. So I always tell folks, call your state rep, call your state senator, let them know how much you make and in what buckets, and they can let you know whether or not you're going to qualify for this. So if you're a property owner, you can get a rebate on your property taxes from the state. And if you're a renter, you can get a rebate on your rent. And this is for folks over 65. and for some folks with disabilities as well of a variety of ages. So I always recommend give your state rep or state senator a call. And again, if you're trying to figure out who that is, you can always call my office, 412-881-4208, and we'll help you figure that out. But the most exciting news is that House Bill 1100 just passed out of the Pennsylvania House and is headed to the Senate. This bill is a massive expansion of the property tax and rent rebate program for our seniors. We're estimating that about 175,000 more seniors will be eligible for this program if it passes through the Senate and heads to the governor's desk. And it also increases the maximum rebate you can get back to.
Wow. I mean, so again, I have mentioned it briefly, but something I see a lot is where people just don't, you know, aren't aware of a program or aren't asking the questions or aren't giving us a call to see how we can help maybe fix some premiums and save them some money there. But, you know, I'm sure you run into people all the time that are eligible that, you know, had no clue these are out here. Like, I just say, hey, if you think you're somewhere in that realm, give a call and ask the questions because you never know what's out there for you.
Oh, absolutely. Call your state rep, call your state senator, call 211, call MediConnect, whoever you want to call to ask, say, you know, what other programs might I be eligible for? It's such a critical question because you never know what else is out there.
Wonderful. Well, again, this is why you have to stay plugged into the Inside Connection. We are having fun going through history, you know, always in the first segment, but where else would you have found out about this whole home repair grant, right? I for one, you know, again, am learning so much from you, Jessica, so I appreciate you being here so much. And all of the programs that wonderful people like Jessica are fighting to implement into our region's seniors. So again, thank you so much for this information. It's just, you know, been wonderful. So, again, those seminars with MediConnect Insurance, if you have questions about your Medicare, June 20th, 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, off the Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And will be June 21st, 6 p.m., Oakdale Community Center. June 28th, the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. And give us a call if you have questions about those seminars, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. That seminar tab, you can take a look. And Rob, anything else for Jessica?
Yeah, all this affordable housing. I have a big piece of land that used to be a mall in your neck of the woods. We could once that comes down, Jessica, we could put some affordable housing there. What do you think?
You're talking about Century 3?
Yeah.
So Century 3 is in my good friend, Rep. Nick Pisitano's district.
It's on the South Hills, though.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure if you had Nick on, he would be able to fill you in. I know that there's some recent developments in the status there and some discussions with the property owner. And I'm sure that my colleague Nick would be able to fill you in on all the details there. I've just been watching from afar. But certainly, I mean, any chunk of land where we can fit some additional housing, whether we're qualifying it as affordable or we're just making sure that supply is so plentiful that that we're bringing those costs down, I'm all for it.
Here's the other thing I like that she's talking about, affordable housing. You know what that? It creates jobs, building jobs, puts people to work, carpenters, people, electricians, plumbers. So I like the thought process. So good stuff, Jessica. We'll come back. Jessica Benham is here, State Representative, 36th District, and of course your host. It is Lauren Uran. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect, 888-818-6334. Don't forget, you got to call that number to make your reservation or book your space. It's free at those seminars, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. And if you have any questions about your Medicare coverage, you can make an appointment with them. There is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. It has been a real pleasure to have State Representative of the 36th District, Jessica Benham, here. We always enjoy our time working very hard for people of her district in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and they're always working hard for you when it comes to Medicare and more. It is the place that is bridging that healthcare gap. It is MediConnect. This is the Inside Connection, but there is many more flavors of this incredible product other than just KDK Radio. So, Lauren Uran, please tell them where else they can find you.
Absolutely. So YouTube, we have MediConnect Insurance YouTube channel, and we're closing in on 4,000 subscribers. So check it out. We've got some really great clips on there. We actually can upload the radio. We can upload some of our different podcasts. But we have a Medicare in a Minute series, too, that like takes the complex parts of Medicare and breaks them down into one-minute segments to kind of make them digestible, essentially. Facebook, MediConnect PGH, like our page and get those hints for the trivia questions to get your $15 gas card. Plus, again, Sean's doing some wonderful things there where he's, you know, putting out some great content. Our live advisors are here till noon, so you can give us a call, 888-818-6334. And next week, we'll have Elaine Cole from the Social Security Administration joining Sean in studio to go over all of the inner workings of her department's work, plus give some tips and pointers to help navigate your own Social Security. And again, you know, the seminars we have going on. So get in touch with us for those. June 20th, 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, Lebanon Church Road. June 21st, 6 p.m. Oakdale Community Center in Oakdale. And June 28th, 6 p.m. Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. Also coming to Washington, Penn Hills, Butler, Coriopolis, Bethel Park. So take a look on our page if we're coming to a spot near you. MediConnectInsurance.com seminars tab to register, or again, give us a call, 888-818-6334. So, Jessica, is there anything else you'd like to touch on today while you're here and have the microphone to get out word?
So I think we had a great conversation today about a number of exciting, wonderful expansions that are, fingers crossed, if they get through the state Senate and to the governor's desk, come into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So just a reminder to folks, talk to your senators about HB 1100, that's the expansion to the rent rebate property tax bill, and HB 1184, which is that moratorium on the cost of living adjustment for PACE and PACENET. That's what we were talking about. For PACE and PACENET, those are the two big things there. But another thing, you know, that I do want to mention is we've got a lot of grandparents who are raising their grandkids mm-hmm. right now. And I think that's something else that we're really focusing on the state level, too, is to make sure that those families, which look a little bit non-traditional, though more and more common these days, have the resources that they need as well. So I have a bill that passed out of House Education Committee and is going to be, fingers crossed, come into a vote on the floor of the House very soon here. And it is an expansion of a tuition waiver program for kids that aren't being raised by their parents, but are being raised by a family member. And I think making sure that those kids have the opportunity to get an education affordably is really important. So that's another thing that we're focusing on, is making sure that grandparents who are raising grandkids can see a really good future for those kids.
And I would say, too, if you're a grandparent raising your grandkids and you're working with us at MediConnect, again, we can take a look at your plans. But also there's some things that are eligible for you based off household when it comes to state assistance as well, that maybe income doesn't make you eligible for. But if you've got that household of 4 or 5 because you're taking care of some grandkids, again, talk to us because we can help you apply, get you in the right directions so that you can give more resources to those grandkids that you're raising as well.
We got about a minute and a half before we have to leave. What made you want to become a politician? Because obviously you're very well-versed and you could do just about anything. And I continue to be impressed with you every time you come here. Was it just the immediacy of being able to help people in real time?
You know, that's the most rewarding thing about this job.
Right.
Right. It's twofold. I get to go to Harrisburg and I get to make a meaningful difference in making these changes. And then I get to be back in the district. And, you know, yesterday I was in the office and I was helping people with getting their senior bus passes. Right. Or filling out that rent rebate form. And there's just something so wonderful about making sure that people have access to the things that they need to just to live a good life, to age with dignity, to enjoy their retirement. And I think that's what really drives me in this work.
You know, I've often said, and I covered politics for years when I was younger than you, covering state representatives, being in their offices every day. You didn't have mobile phones. You had to go speak to them in person, whether it was a congressional district, state representative, state senator. And what amazed me the most, you would put the phone back in the cradle when people had hard lines back in the day, and it would immediately start to ring. Hello, hello, hello. And I thought to myself, everybody thinks about the big picture and the big splash. But in reality, when you're a politician, some of the hardest working men in the world, it's everyday issues that need taken care of. And there are a lot of those everyday issues that may not be important to you, but they're important to a lot of people. Right, Jessica?
Oh, entirely, right? Everybody's needs are different. And my job when I'm picking up the phone or having a conversation with somebody is to meet you where you are and figure out how to solve the problem that you're facing. And I do love being a problem solver.
Thank you so much for dropping by, okay? Always good seeing you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Jessica. Again, wonderful. I really enjoyed the show and just getting to learn from you as well.
right back at you.
But this is the advantage that MediConnect has, the connection to all these people, that network of people that really work in conjunction with them that you're not going to find anywhere else. Again, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com.